Welcome to the May edition of the Q3 podcast. I'm your host, Ross Mars, and I'm joined by Az Elias.
All right, guys.
And Rudy LeVue.
Hi, everyone.
This month, we're going to be discussing our predictions and hopes for E3 next month as it draws in closer and closer. But firstly, I'm going to talk about some of the recent rumours surrounding Wii U again. The latest of which is a Retro Studios developed Star Fox, rumored to be in development for the Wii U. And we actually talked about Star Fox last month, because I came up with that idea of using the controller as a sort of R-wing. Where you're kind of, the screen is your kind of cockpit, and you sort of use the controller as a sort of aimer, and you move it around, control your ship, and shoot enemies on your TV screen, and also in the environment around you. I think a Star Fox game, there hasn't been a brand new Star Fox game since, was it Assault? Or yeah. Command?
Yeah, the last one was Assault on the GameCube.
Right, and it got a kind of mixed reviews from what I can remember. I personally sort of liked it, but I think a lot of people really want a brand new Star Fox game, a Star Fox game that really captures what made sort of Lilac Wars so great, where it was, you didn't have these on-foot sections.
Yeah.
Which never really felt right for a Star Fox game. I think people want to see sort of Lilac Wars type Star Fox game again. And obviously in HD. What about you guys? Do you want to see a return of Star Fox on the Wii U?
Well, personally, yes. Well, like you said, just simply because it's been such a long time since we had a Star Fox game on a home console. I mean, for me, the last great Star Fox game, like you, I guess, was Lilac Wars. So, the possibility of perhaps seeing at least a new game using the same kind of formula, but this time with gorgeous HD graphics is really an enticing prospect, I guess.
Mm, definitely. Yeah.
There was, if I recall correctly, there was a fan project for the PC which was going to basically do exactly that, bringing a Lilac Wars type of game in HD to the PCs, like emulating the same style of gameplay and level design as Lilac Wars.
Oh yeah, I remember that as well.
That looked really, really impressive and makes me want even more seeing Nintendo go back to the series and finally deliver something more along the lines of that specific project.
Mm. How do you guys sort of feel about retro developing it? Because they've not really done a Star Fox type game before. Metroid was a first-person shooter, and Donkey Kong Country Returns was a platformer.
Is Factor 5 still alive? Because you know the developers of Star Wars Rogue Squadron series. Because I remember reading that they were closing down some of their branches, but I think these were the American branches, and they perhaps still had one in Europe. I'm not sure, actually, right now.
I'm pretty sure I've heard...
Closed down, I think.
Oh. I thought they were still alive.
I wasn't sure.
But I'm not sure.
Because Factor 5 would be or would have been an ideal choice for... it's just the US branch, actually, which has closed down. They still have their German branch still open.
Oh, right, there you go then.
So, yeah, there you have it.
I wouldn't, I wouldn't have any quarrels with Retro doing it, to be honest, though, because, I mean, what experience did they have before doing Metroid and produced probably my favourite game of all time? Mm. And Donkey Kong Returns was, even though probably not to every Donkey Kong fan's tastes, it was still quite an exceptional platformer.
Yeah.
Probably the best on Wii. So, you know, I'd love to see what they could sort of bring, because Star Fox, in my opinion, needs a reboot. After Command on the DS, there was all those different endings branching off, and the developers sort of said they didn't know where they would go after it, or, you know, which route it would take. It sounded like they didn't have a clue, to be honest, and it just looked a bit messy. And I just think that the franchise could just do with going back to its roots, rebooting, and just sort of, you know, bring back the four main characters, Fox, Falco, Peppy, and Slippy, you know, just put it right back to its origins. And, you know, with Retro, they could probably give us something, you know, a freshness that the series needs.
Yeah, I was also under the impression that they added a lot of unnecessary characters in Star Fox Command on the DS. Mm. I mean, it started to go really all over the place, really.
Mm-hmm.
Peltino and Slipper's girlfriend and Crystal.
Yeah, or
there
was also Peppy's daughter, I think, or something like this. I can't even remember. Yeah. But
it's unnecessary. Yeah. No Star Fox fans want that crap in their game.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Yeah. And I must say, I personally have actually wanted sort of Retro to take up development of Star Fox, a new Star Fox, because I do think they would do a good job personally. But yeah, I was just putting that question forward because they haven't done a sort of game like that before. But as you said, Az, they've proved they're capable of doing sort of a variety of games and very well. I suppose one of the main things that everyone wants on with a Star Fox on Wii U is a decent online component, because it's the sort of game that perfectly suits online. But I haven't felt there was online on Star Fox Command, but it didn't feel good enough. It felt very unsatisfactory to me. It could be a hell of a lot better if they did it on Wii U, I think.
And, yeah, there could be, for example, more mixes between the different types of vehicles that you can control. Like, for example, you could have a team of people who are using a certain mix of Harwings and Landmasters, you know. And they could even introduce some new vehicles as well. But as long as it's not, I mean, too forced into the formula. Something that makes sense. If that makes any sense, what I'm saying.
it does make sense. It reminds me of Assault, actually, because Assault, I actually thought the multiplayer was one of the best parts of it, if you could get some people to play.
Mm.
That sort of multiplayer, but online, and obviously with more people, I think that'd be fantastic, where you can sort of just drop out of our wings, go on foot, and then get into the Landmaster, etc.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that would be more fun to play, personally. I think Salt had a... It could have been made a lot better, but it was a lot of fun, I thought, and I would like to see them sort of take that direction again, but have sort of more players online and improve it more.
Mm-hmm.
On the Wii U. Yeah. Yeah. Personally.
It needs online co-op missions as well.
Yes. That would be fantastic.
Like, just four players working together in, long missions, not just short levels, but quite lengthy missions.
Yeah. Deathmatch type of gameplay.
No. Obviously, it'd be there, but I mean... Mm. Co-op always appeals to me more, so.
How about, as you said last month, on that idea where your sort of cockpit is a controller screen?
Yeah.
as you said, online, you could have like longer on Rails R-Wing sections, and it'd be fantastic. Like communicating through the controller and such. And
yeah, you could have all four players could sort of be on their their own paths. Yeah, not alongside each other, but then they sort of meet up at the end.
On your screen, you can, if someone flies in front of you, you'd see the R-Wing go in front of you and stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
And they'd meet up and they'd go into all range mode and kick the living shit out of some massive monkey.
Andrew Orkney coming back from the dead. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see if this rumour is in fact true in a few weeks' time during Nintendo's press conference. I mean, I really hope it is. And I hope they show sort of like a big epic trailer with orchestrated music and really go all out with it. And like Haz said, reboot the Star Fox series and make it something special. Because the developers, what Nintendo's gave it to, just they've not done a special job as such of it. There needs to be sort of Super Mario Galaxy of the Star Fox. Well, there is Lilac Wars, but again, that needs to happen again, something special. But yeah, as I said, we'll see in a few weeks' time, and hopefully these rumors do come true. Other news though is Nintendo have announced they won't be detailing pricing for the Wii U or launch date details during E3, and that's going to come later. How do you guys feel about pricing with Wii U? Because we obviously haven't seen much about it yet, and we haven't heard anything about its technical specs. So, do we really know what the system's worth as such? I mean, I was kind of thinking they're going to price it around the 200 mark. I was hoping. What do you guys think? What would you like to see it priced as? Or what do you think it's going to be priced at?
I think 200 is about sort of what I was thinking as well. Because, I mean, again, yeah, like you say, we don't know sort of how powerful it's going to be compared to, you know, PS3. But I wouldn't like to think they'd price it so much higher than a PS3. So I mean, £200-ish sounds about right.
Then again, Satoru Iwata said that the console wouldn't come cheap, I think.
True. Did say that.
He did an announcement that it wouldn't be a cheap system. So, well, then again, what do you consider cheap?
Well, I'm thinking the 3DS, that launched it like 200 odd, so maybe it'd be 250 the Wii U.
Yeah, that's more along the lines of what I'd be expecting personally. Yeah. It's not what I wish it would cost, but
that's pretty expensive. I'm just thinking, I wonder how much the controllers are going to cost as well. Say you want to buy a separate Wii U controller.
Yeah.
The technology in that, it's got a screen in it. I mean, are they going to be quite expensive to produce?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the thing, really. We don't even know what the tech is inside the controller, so it's difficult to say exactly what it's going to cost. Like, for example, you have those rumors about some kind of haptic feedback in the controller, like you could feel like the response from the touch screen when you touch it, but that kind of technology doesn't come cheap at the moment. So if that rumor was true, then it would add to the price of the controller alone. So, but yes, these kind of answers won't be. Well, I mean, those kinds of questions won't be answered until E3, I guess.
Yeah, I think 250 is quite expensive, but after the 3DS launch, it just seems, I don't know, I think it could be 230, maybe, the cheapest.
Yeah.
But I was personally hoping for sort of £200. But we'll see.
I don't think personally I'd be getting it if it's anything above 250, personally.
No, definitely not. It depends what it launches with, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Ross, are you going to buy it sort of regardless anyway, or
see sort of... I always say this. I always say, oh, I'm not going to buy it. I said it with the 3DS. I said it with the PS Vita.
Exactly.
And I went out and bought it on launch, both systems. So I think if they launch it at 300, I'll go out and just buy it anyway, to be honest.
Mad.
Because I don't know what it is. They always make me go out and buy the systems. Nintendo's got something special about them. Even if there's rubbish games, I still go out and buy it. So, I don't know. Don't know what it is about.
That's what it came down to for me, what games they have. So, it's hard to say, you know, you've got to wait till E3, but...
Well, I know there's two games I definitely want for Wii U. Whether one's going to be a launch game or not,
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, as for launch date, what are you guys predicting? I'm thinking November.
Yeah.
Perhaps December, because the Wii launched on December 8th.
I think,
correctly.
November would be better for sort of Thanksgiving time in America.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So probably the first week of November, I'm guessing.
In America, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Wii came out first in North America. It came out in November as well.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we can be pretty sure that it won't come any time later than Christmas anyway, because that's the biggest sale, the biggest period in the year for selling hardware, so.
Yeah, definitely. But as you said, we know there's two Nintendo developed games coming out for Wii U, and obviously then there has to be something big that Nintendo are going to reveal at E3. Not necessarily launch games, I guess, but who knows. But yeah, the first one we know of is Pikmin 3, which I'm so excited about because I absolutely love Pikmin. And to imagine a Pikmin game on this more powerful console and in HD is quite an exciting thought for me.
Not to mention the gameplay enhancements that could be brought by touchscreen controls for managing your Pikmin.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a very exciting prospect too.
Yeah, that's the kind of game that would really suit the Wii U as we know it right now. I mean, it's one of those obvious uses of the second screen of the touchscreen on the controller.
And there's so many ways I can go about controlling it as well, because as I said, the Wii controllers are still compatible with the console. So they could have multiple control schemes. They could have that, if you prefer that sort of pointer control that was with the new Play Control Pikmin, you could perhaps play that way. Or there's, as you said, the new screen on the Wii U controller, which will, I'm sure they'll use for a new type of control scheme. And the other thing is, with this extra power, will you be able to have more Pikmin on screen?
Yes.
So you can have an absolutely huge army of Pikmin, perhaps, which would be pretty cool.
Yes, I guess, perhaps.
What they could do as well is maybe have one player using the normal Wii controller remote on the screen and a second player using just the Wii U controller. To be a second player, maybe.
Yeah, like a co-op, like on.
Yeah, sort of like
Pikmin
a co-op.
Pikmin 2.
They can manage their own Pikmin on the screen and sort of help out or go off somewhere else in the level and get shit parts or whatever.
That would be fantastic.
Because there was a two-player mode in Pikmin 2, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
A split-screen two-player mode.
That's correct. Mm. Be even better if it was online, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's exciting. And then there's the less exciting game from Nintendo that we know of, which is New Super Mario Bros. Me. basically the fourth version of this. I wouldn't say version because they slightly changed the levels, but the fourth game in this horrible franchise that I wish would just die off completely. And this time it includes the ability to play as your Miis, which isn't exciting to me anyway. I suppose the question to ask is, they did show that tech demo at the E3 last year. That was an early tech demo, and that was just probably made on the, it looked exactly like the Wii one, to be honest. Perhaps they might have changed the visual style with the Wii U.
No.
I mean, they've had a year of development. If they make it exactly the same again on Wii U, it's actually disgusting. It's just, I'll cry my eyes out. It's just terrible.
I don't think they're going to change
it. How could Nintendo could do it again, the same art style, exactly the same? What are your guys' thoughts on this horrible series? I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about it. It's just awful. That's my rant over with. You guys can either support it or rant about it too. What do you guys think?
For me, I'm not a massive fan of it. I mean, I thought the DS game was okay, but I didn't like the floaty mechanics as such. I'm sort of old school. I prefer Mario World. For me, Mario World's the best 2D Mario. But I'm not fond of the whole 2.5D graphics in New Mario Brothers. It just looks a bit scruffy for my liking. Mario Brothers Me is not really, it's not exciting for me either. But it's got its own fans, I suppose. Maybe newcomers that started out with Mario Brothers DS and Mario Brothers Wii will find it appealing.
Yeah,
it's not. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to change the graphic style in the Wii U version. I can't see that happening. And there must be more to it. It can't just be, oh great, you can play as a Mii now. Fantastic. It can't just be that. There's got to be more to it. Otherwise, that's just terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, I was personally, well, what I hope personally is just like has just said, going back, seeing them go back to the style of Super Mario World with a very vast overworld map where you can't really tell where the stages are going to pop up when you unlock the next stages and so on. Where
yes,
you can really have branching path going all over the place and basically have different types of stages like appearing out of nowhere on the world map, you know. But that's what I hope they will do, but my impression is that considering the sales of the DS and the Wii game, they don't have reason to really change what they've been doing in the past few years. So I expect more of the same thing, but what I hope is that they're going to surprise me and go all the way and haul out and do a new Super Mario World game.
Yes, Rudy. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. It needs new Mario World. I mean, they announced the Mario Brothers, what's it called? New Mario Brothers DS2?
Yeah.
And that's like...
Basically, yeah.
It's like, no. Just more bringing like Mario Brothers 3 mechanics into it as well with like the raccoon tail and things. And don't understand why they always go back to Mario Brothers 3. I always like prefer Mario World so much better. I just think, yeah, stuff like the cape and things need to be brought back. And yeah, just echoing your thoughts really, just on the whole
the cape map felt system. Great.
Yes, it was so, yes, it was just amazing. But I don't know.
And the music
too. It was cool how they like used the same melody through every level, but you couldn't really tell. It was always changed up.
Mm.
That was really cool. But,
that's really great.
I wouldn't want to see sort of Mario World stuff brought into New Mario Brothers because it's not Mario Wheel's too good for it. It needs to be a proper new Super Mario World 3, if you like, if you count Yoshi's Island as the second one.
Well, there you go. You've just beaten Nintendo to it. Not new Super Mario Brothers, new Super Mario World.
Yeah, oh, but don't like the new bit. It's got to be like Super Mario World 3 or something.
Yeah.
Proper Mario World.
That's a good point. Why are they calling it new Super Mario Bros. Still? Because it's not new anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see more of that rubbish title at E3.
Everyone's looking forward to that one.
Sure they are. Oh yeah, and it's the third party titles. Most recently was Rayman Legends, which got leaked. Trailer. That looks brilliant, because I absolutely loved Rayman Origins. I kid you not, Rayman Origins is, dare I say it, the best 2D platformer I've ever played. Seriously, they got it perfect. Amazing visuals, amazing music, amazing gameplay. The controls felt fluid and lovely. And they got the difficulty absolutely perfect. The way they made the game, you didn't have lives. You didn't have any lives, but
yeah.
They made it like difficult in the later stages. But it wasn't, they had like halfway points and things. And they got the balance absolutely perfect, where it didn't become frustrating. It was still fun. So, I absolutely loved it. It's amazing. I'm so happy that they're making Rayman Legends. And the visuals look great again. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Are you happy to see a sequel to Rayman Origins?
Yeah, definitely. I just completed Origins myself. And loved it. Just loved it to bits. Everything about it. Just the art style. I tell you what, it was frustrating. I mean, did you fully complete it?
Like, everything.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't do that.
Because you do... Some of the unlockable levels were really difficult. But right. You don't mind that, because, you know, it gives something players to go back to.
Well, yeah, if you're one of those sort of, I don't like to use the term hardcore game, but like,
yeah, if someone you enjoy that,
yeah, you can move on from the main game and go to some extra levels. I'm personally not one of those sort of people. So I love the main game. I found the sort of difficulty by the time I got to the end, it was just enough.
Mm.
Where it was sort of bordering, if it got any harder, I don't think I'd enjoy it as much. I'd sort of get more frustrated. So, yeah, like, as I said, I think we've got the balance absolutely perfect. And they have included that extra challenge if you want to do it. So.
Yeah, I definitely agree that it's probably like the best platformer this gen, and probably one of the best platformers ever.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm really thankful. I don't know if it's sold quite as well as they were open, but I'm glad that they've seen fit to, you know, do another game in the series.
And we also heard we saw in the trailer that through that Rayman Legends trailer that there's going to be extra capabilities in the controller, this near field communication, where you basically slap a toy or an object onto the EU controller screen, and it would have an impact in the game. For example, it showed a Raving Rabbit toy, and the child places it on the screen, and this Raving Rabbit appears in Rayman Legends. It's an interesting idea, but it didn't really interest me. I can't see myself actually messing around and using that in the game. I just want to actually play the game. But it wasn't very well explained. be honest. And it was a leaked trailer, so
yeah,
it's not expected to be explained that well. What did you guys think about that? Is it interesting much, or?
It's interesting from a technological standpoint, but my main concern about it is, how are you going to have to buy those kind of toys alongside the games? That going to cost some extra money for you to use it? How is it going to be compulsory for playing the main game, or is it just something that you can use to make it easier for you or for your kids or something like that? I mean, these are things that we don't know yet, but it raises concerns already for me.
Yeah. But Ubisoft have got other games as well as Rayman. I mean, there's interesting title. It's really funny to me, but it obviously needed a lot of development from what we saw last year at
E3.
Yeah. It was Killer Freaks from Outer Space?
From Outer Space, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It looked really funny, and it interests me, and it'd be interesting to see how far it's come along with a year's development time. It sort of reminds me of that Red Steel sort of launch game, but hopefully it'd be a million times better than Red Steel was.
Yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm.
It certainly looks more appealing than Red Steel. I like the comedy sort of aspect to it.
Mm. I found actually that even at last year's E3, they seemed to already have quite a few good ideas about how to use the second controller as well. This will definitely be a game to look out for, I think, at this year's E3. See how it has improved in the graphics department and also in terms of gameplay.
Have you got any thoughts on that, answer? Did you follow it much at last year's E3, or does it interest you at all?
On what, Killer Freaks?
Yeah.
I haven't seen an awful lot of it. I watched the demo, the movie. I'd have to wait for more, to be honest with you, because it could turn out to be a really good game, but yeah, at the moment, nothing doing, so I'd have to wait to see more.
Yeah. Moving on from these games we know about, though, what are your sort of predictions for the Nintendo conference, and like sort of hopes? Are you two, do you believe what Nintendo said, in that they like want to fix their mistakes, and do you think they're going to come out with this amazing this system of amazing online and really great graphics that are going to blow us away, or are you not like sort of getting your expectations up and you sort of a bit untrustworthy of what Nintendo said?
Rudy?
I'm certainly trying to keep my expectations rather low in terms of what Nintendo are actually going to achieve compared to all the things that they promised that they would do, because, well, they've been saying for the past 5 years, I think, that they were going to improve their online. They just kept saying it again and again, and, well, they're still behind in terms of interconnectivity between players and such. They certainly seem to be making moves in that direction. Yes, they've improved with the 3DS already, but there's so much more that they could already have put into action right away with the 3DS, but they haven't. Like a better integration of friends, managing your friends list and such. For instance, or messaging your friends, I think it would have been achieved in a more practical way. So, I don't know. I hope that they will surprise us with an all-powerful system which achieves all the things that they promised they would do. But, well, I'd rather not be let down in the end when the actual thing is completely revealed.
Yeah, completely agree, to be quite honest. The only way to do it with Nintendo is to just not get your hopes up anymore. yeah, it sounds sad and funny at the same time, but it's the right way to do it because you don't know what the hell they're going to come out with. And more often than not, I think most of us as Nintendo fans have been disappointed with sort of the last couple of consoles they've come out with. You know, you're expecting something that'll compete every time with Sony and Microsoft and whatever, but it just hasn't lived up to our expectations. And the online side of things, I'd like to think that the Wii U, yeah, with the Wii U, they'll give us what we all crave. But with 3DS, I was expecting it with 3DS, and it just hasn't happened. Like, Mario Kart 7 was an online disaster, and that should have been the online game for 3DS. But no, so yeah, I'm just keeping my expectations low and hoping that they'll prove us wrong, really.
Yeah, Mario Kart Wii has a better online than Mario Kart 7.
Exactly. I mean, what's that all about? The bloody Wii. It's crazy. So, I mean, I can imagine that the Wii U Mario Kart will hopefully give us what we want, namely, like, a proper friend interaction, editing your sort of game rooms and online voice chat and everything. I imagine they'd bring it all into that, but it should have happened already, do you know what I mean? So...
Yeah,
I have to agree. Mario Kart 7 was a major disappointment in terms of online, and the fact that the Wii version had better online is just it shouldn't be that way. So I don't know. I am keeping my expectations low, but I kind of believe them personally. I really think they're going to do it and impress me with the Wii U. But lately I've tried to be less negative anyway. And I'm looking at the Wii U positively, and I don't know. I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to impress me. Maybe not everyone, but I think they're going to impress me.
I think with me, not right now, because I'm sort of getting all of my third-party fix and online fix with the PS3. With the Wii U, I'm just going to use it as, you know, I know it's going to be something different. So I'm not looking at it like this is going to be my new go-to console for every game and, you know, all the third-party stuff and amazing graphics games. I'm just going to use it as, yeah, this is a Nintendo console, so it is going to be different. It's going to give me, you know, sort of a lot of original games that only Nintendo can give us. So I won't mind as much if it's going to be, you know, so different from the PS3. But I would like a solid online more than anything, because there's a lot of Nintendo games that just were born for online. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, I have to agree. I think at the moment the most important thing is to get the online right, because for so many years it just feels like, when are they going to get it right? They have improved, to be fair to them. The 3DS has improved in areas and others not. I don't get why Mario Kart 7 didn't have... I think it was rushed out, to be honest.
Yeah, I do.
More 3DS sales.
Yeah.
I think more time could have been spent on it. But it's a shame. Yeah, they really do need to improve their online. And I just hope that happens, to be honest, because that's one of the most important things. And at the moment, I believe they will. And if I get disappointed, then I'll get disappointed, but I just keep thinking of Pikmin 3, imagining what it could look like in my head, and that just gets me super excited straight away, so.
Still on the topic of managing your friends, this reminds me actually, well, it may sound like something completely different, but it reminds me of the recent rumor about the possibility that there could be some sort of extra device with the Wii U called the Gamer Card, which is basically this kind of small device that you could carry in your pocket and you could street pass people using the same kind of device on the streets, and you would exchange data with other Wii U players on the street. And I was thinking, in the light of that rumor, that it would be an interesting approach for Nintendo to do something that the competition hasn't done yet in terms of friends list implementations, that you could perhaps had people that you have street passed on the street using your gamer cards and so on. But then, well, it's a rumor, so. But that would be an interesting idea, actually. Even if it's not a gamer card, that you could hat people that you have street passed with your 3DS to your friends list, for example. I mean, someone that you have street passed, like, several times. Perhaps it's someone living in your neighborhood or something, and you didn't know that there was another fan of the same kind of games that you like to play in the area, and then you could start playing online together. I think that's an interesting idea, actually, because, well, they are pretty much the first company to have thought of that kind of interactivity between players.
I do like Street Pass, that whole idea of Street Pass, even though I don't get many, but it is pretty cool when you do get street passes. So.
That's the thing. At first time, I was also a bit disappointed by the fact that not many people seem to have a 3DS. But recently, I've started street passing people in my neighborhood as well, even though I don't live in a very populated area. So, I've started to find it really interesting, actually. Street passing people who I didn't even know they were playing games and recognizing their me and say, oh, so that person has a 3DS as well. I would have never imagined that person playing DS games, for example.
Moving on to sort of hopes for Nintendo press conference. What would you guys really want to see? Because for me, mainly, it would just be F-Zero, new F-Zero with like 30 player online or something ridiculous like that. And yeah, a new Star Fox. But other than that, I just kind of want Nintendo to surprise me with something new and different, even if it's like Zelda or Mario. Then what would you guys like really want to see Nintendo push out for the Wii U?
I agree with the F-Zero. Wii U definitely needs to be seen again. Full online customization options, just like in GX. I was imagining you could sort of customize the ships a lot with the Wii U controller, like spin them around and things, and then just draw your own emblems and whack them on.
Yeah,
it'd be fantastic.
I loved the emblem, the option of customizing your ship with the emblems in F-Zero GX. I found it to be a bit limited in terms of how many you could put and the resolutions and such, but seeing other games, like, I think, what was that game on Xbox 360, a racing game where you could customize your cars with all sorts of stickers and so on?
That would be Forza.
Yeah, Forza Motorsport, yeah. Something like this, but for F-Zero GX and more customization options in terms of ship parts. Not just the three basic kinds of parts that you had in F-Zero GX, but go more into little details. And using the obviously larger storage capacity allowed with the flash memory of the console or the hard disk drive or anything like that, where you could store large amounts of emblems that you could put on your ships.
And do you know what else would be amazing with the Wii U controller in that game? Track editor.
Yes. Obviously,
just designing your own tracks with the controller, just drawing them out and things and loops and whatever. And
oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Just with ease, you know, just draw it on and it'll
Especially since that wouldn't be unprecedented in the series, considering there was a track editor in F-Zero X for the 64DD on N64, and there was one also in F-Zero Climax on GBA. So, yeah, that's definitely something that they should bring back in a proper fashion and at long last make it available for us Europeans, considering that both games which had track editors weren't released outside of Japan.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Miyamoto mentioned recently that he didn't want to bring out an F-Zero for the Wii, because there wouldn't have been much they could bring new to the table for the series, apart from maybe the motion controls, but you'd expect that anyway.
He also said though that they might do something smaller with it, didn't he?
Did he?
Like, not make such a big sort of F-Zero like GX was.
Did he say that? I thought he said something like that. I hope he didn't say that.
Did he say that, Rudy?
I seem to recall that he said he didn't like F-Zero GX that much, that he didn't want to make another game quite as similar to that one. That's what I remember anyway, but I could be wrong.
See, do you think Retro could do a good F-Zero as well?
There was that pod racing game on the WiiWare, which was made by Shinhen, that German studio. I think these guys would be a good studio to be handed F-Zero, actually. And I've said it before that this studio should get more support from Nintendo themselves, really, because they're really talented.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually.
That was Fast Racing League on WiiWare.
Yeah. With the help from Nintendo, though, if it was just solely them making it, definitely not. But if Nintendo got involved, then definitely see them doing a good job. But I really love just Sega's team that developed GX to make another one, to be honest. Because I just think GX is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
Amusement Vision, who developed GX, doesn't exist anymore, I think, or maybe they changed their name. I think the division was closed a couple of years back, but I'm not sure.
The music was good in that game as well.
Yeah, it was composed by someone... what was his name again? I think he composed the music for Jet Set Radio on Dreamcast, but I'm not sure. Oh no, Yakuza. The guy who composed the music for the Yakuza series.
Oh,
well, that's good. I know that firsthand for the Yakuza games.
And in collaboration with other people, but it worked on every single game in that series, pretty much.
What are your sort of hopes, Rudy, in terms of games? Like, what would you love to see Nintendo reveal?
In the light of last year's demo of an HD Zelda, obviously I have hopes that they would probably show a proper new Zelda game in HD. Mm. But even though that's what I'm hoping, I also suppose it would be a bit early to show a new Zelda game, because that's usually the kind of game that gets properly unveiled later in the life of Nintendo systems, really. If you look back at their track record, they usually release a Zelda game only 2 or maybe 3 years into the life of the systems in general.
Yeah.
And they don't usually reveal a Zelda game, a proper new Zelda game, before the system gets released, so, yeah. I'm not expecting it to be shown, but that's what I'm hoping, really. We know it's going to come out sooner or later on the system, but that's what I'm hoping anyway.
Yeah, I expect they're still being the sort of planning stages at the moment, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I expect as well.
Because Skyward Sword, that was only a few months ago, really, so.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Az? What would you really like Nintendo to reveal at E3 for you?
Well, probably just a couple for me. Pretty much what Rudy said. I'd love to see a new Zelda, even if it's just a little trailer or whatever. I've got two sort of ideas I'd like to see. Definitely a new cel-shaded Zelda.
Yes.
Because Wind Waker was just beautiful.
I want to see
and
that
the
too.
DS. Yeah, well, the DS Zeldas just never did the cel-shaded style justice at all.
I agree.
Cel-shaded Zelda should be on a home console. So definitely that needs to happen in HD. Failing that, or if it does happen, another Zelda. I don't know if any of you two have seen or played the Alice in Wonderland style games on PC, PS3. Alice Madness Returns is the recent one, but it's got this gothic steampunk look to it, which is, it's quite a dark and twisted version of the Alice in Wonderland mechanic.
Yeah, and I like that kind of style personally as well.
Yeah, it's, I think it would work perfect. After playing it, I was like, this needs to happen in Zelda. Because it's just, I think Zelda would work perfectly in that sort of steampunk gothic-y style.
It would suit the kind of mood that you would expect from Majora's Mask actually pretty well, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And if you look at Twilight Princess with the Twilight Realms, that's the closest Zelda's sort of come to that look. So if you sort of imagine that, but expanded and further, go and have a look at some Alice Madness Return screenshots, and yeah, you'd want it bad. So yeah, failing a cel-shaded Zelda, definitely an Alice-inspired Zelda. And just one more really for me that I'd like to see is a new Wii U Metroid first-person adventure. Cause I love the Metroid games, and Metroid Prime is like one of my favourite ever games. I just can't wait for hopefully a new entry in that series. And I know Retro are probably working on something else, but I'd love them to come back and do another Metroid and see what they could do with the controller. And a 2D Metroid has to happen. It's long overdue. 2D Metroid needs to happen.
Metroid Dread.
Yes, Metroid Dread. Bring it back.
That would suit the 3DS better, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. 3DS, yeah. Mm.
Or could be an eShop title.
Yeah, they could release it on both. Why not bring it to the 3DS and Wii U's eShop? I don't see what the harm would be in that.
Well, they could develop it like in HD and then just scale the 3DS version down or something.
Mm.
Well, not scale it, but they'd have to do a little bit of work, like cropping, I don't know. However, they've done it with Rayman Origins on the 3DS. But
yeah, I don't understand why more games don't do that often. Bring it to the eShops as well.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, Metroid Dread. Hopefully it'll be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of 3DS, actually, that was the other thing. We haven't really talked about 3DS yet, and are Nintendo going to have any big surprises this year? Because we already know about the big titles in development. There's Luigi's Mansion 2, Paper Mario, Animal Crossing, and New Super Mario Bros. 2, which was announced last month. Are they going to be developing any other big titles?
Luigi's Mansion 2 is another one that's not been shown much recently.
It hasn't, but we already know about these games. Is there going to be big new surprises for 3DS, or is it just going to be them again?
Possibly potential Majora's Mask remake.
Yes, that's true.
But I think as much as I'd like to see that, I'd also like to see maybe a new Zelda, but using the same engine, you know, because it won't take as long to develop then. So use the Ocarina 3D engine.
I wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't want that?
Too lazy, in my opinion. It wouldn't be so special. I want to see a brand new Zelda that fully takes the use of the 3DS power. I mean, Ocarina of Time 3D, it did look great, but...
Well, I haven't played it, so I can't really say. I mean, it just...
Well, it's,
I think it, they can make it look better if they put a ground-up Zelda.
They remained, I think... they left the graphics to look very minimal to... To stay faithful to the original 64 design. So that they wouldn't have to retest the platforming sequences to test that those two platforms are close enough to each other for the navigation to be easy and so on. You know what I mean? They purposely left the design to look very squarish, you know, very polygonal.
Oh yeah, okay, that makes sense. I mean, obviously we've seen like Resident Evil Revelations is.
Yeah,
pretty high-end stuff, isn't it? So if they could make a Zelda on that level, then yeah.
Exactly. That's what I would love to see.
Mm.
But yeah, as I said, we all know how I feel about Majora's Mask, so... Yeah. Obviously, I want to see a brand new Zelda rather than.
But didn't Eiji and Aonuma say that they were, that they would, if they were to make a remake of Majora's Mask, that it would happen later in the life of the system, yeah, after they released a proper new Zelda using the 3DS, I think.
It did say that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
So yeah, maybe we can expect something to be shown then, a little trailer or something, a new Zelda.
Mm.
See, it's the only sort of surprise I think we can show, because, as I said, we already know they're sort of big games in development, because they were revealed at last year's E3. And they surely must be near completion now. They must be sort of the finished versions, which will be playable at E3, I'm guessing.
Mm.
But yeah, I just don't know what they could really surprise us with on 3DS. Because Smash, again, the Smash Bros., but that won't even start development yet, probably.
Yeah, true.
So, what can they show us? There was Miyamoto, sort of small games he said he was going to develop. eShop games, wasn't there?
Ah, yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps some of those will get shown off. Because he said he had quite a few ideas, so.
It is true that, I think in the last couple of Nintendo Direct conferences, they showed quite a bit of eShop titles, but most of these have come out already so far.
Yeah.
And there is not much left from them to be released on the eShop, so yes, I think perhaps we can expect some new eShop projects to be shown at E3.
I tell you what, there was that rumor of the Donkey Kong Country Returns 2, coming on 3DS. That'd be pretty cool, I guess.
Mm.
I'd like that, if they brought in Dixie Kong.
So would I.
Mm. Oh yes.
Yeah, Dixie Kong. Yeah, I'd love to see it make a comeback. Cause Dixie Kong's my favourite Kong.
Mm. I would always be Dixie.
I love a ponytail spin. It came so much. It was really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say that I always thought that it was a very interesting character to have in the series. I mean, in the original Donkey Kong Country trilogy.
Hmm.
That it made for a nice alternative in terms of gameplay to the other character that came in the duo.
Yeah, Diddy Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would quite like to see that. I've expressed my opinion on a new Donkey Kong, and I really would like just a Donkey Kong Country 4 made exactly the same as those original games, but with created 3D models first and then made them sprites and the levels the same way. Just give it that authentic Donkey Kong Country look. Get David Wise on the soundtrack, because he's freelance now, he doesn't work at Rare, for some amazing music. And no motion controls.
No.
Just precise controls that work. What you need for a game like Donkey Kong Country. So yeah. Not that they could do motion controls on the 3DS. Well, they could. They could do that shaking nonsense, but.
Nah, I don't think they would do it, because that would ruin the 3D effect anyway. Because you can bet that if they were to do something like this on the 3DS, then there would be some kind of 3D effect anyway. Yeah. Even if it doesn't bring much in terms of gameplay announcements for 2D platform. Oh,
I honestly think there's going to be a Kirby game. Perhaps Epic Yarn 2 for 3DS is one of the surprises. Because I can't think of any other game they could bring out on 3DS. Kirby, they haven't done one yet on 3DS. I think there's going to be Epic Yarn 2 on 3DS.
Now that the development of Fire Emblem is over, they could also bring a new Advance Wars game for the 3DS.
All right.
With a proper online interaction. I'm not the biggest fan of it, because I always found these to be too challenging, or perhaps it's just not me being good at making up strategies for these kinds of games. But I find them fun, nonetheless. As long as it's not too difficult.
I suppose we should give the Wii a little mention because it's practically dead, but there are very few games coming out for it, sort of big titles still. I mean, there's Epic Mickey 2, Beat the Beat Rhythm Paradise, and Project Zero 2.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's left to be released in terms of big releases this year, really. I can't think of any other big games to be released between now and when the Wii U is going to be released.
And I don't think Nintendo will reveal any more games for the Wii at E3, I guess.
No. There was, but it might already be out in Japan now. It was a Wii game that was revealed during a Nintendo Direct conference, some sort of communication game, but I can't recall the title, really.
No. The best news about these games comes from Rhythm Paradise, because it was announced in the Nintendo Direct conference last month that it would include the Japanese soundtrack. And it made me... I jumped out of my seat with excitement. It's the best news I could ever receive about that game. Because I was so, so disappointed that they weren't going to include the Japanese soundtrack. And now it's been announced it will have it. I'm just going to play the entire game with the Japanese soundtrack. The English one just lacks the charm.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, actually, because that's exactly how I feel about the game as well.
Yeah.
I mean, about the English soundtrack. Because even though I have never played any of the games in the series before, I always thought that the music was interesting, at least.
Yeah.
Just listening to the music made me want to know more about the game. Well, in the case of the Japanese soundtrack, just seeing all those memes on YouTube made around the ringside part of the game where they would replace the wrestler with all kinds of different characters that make me laugh, really. So just that sequence of the game made me want to try it out. But now that they announced that the European version would include the Japanese soundtrack, that makes me want to get the game for myself, even though I'm not the biggest fan of rhythm games in general.
But yeah, that's great news. I think we'll finish off on a Wii game that came out, actually. Pandora's Tower. I know you wanted to speak a bit about it, Rudy. Did you get it, Az?
I did, but I haven't played it yet. So right. I can't share any thoughts.
Okay, then. Rudy, what are your thoughts on Pandora's Tower?
Well, I was really impressed, actually, by the art style, really. I mean, it feels very much like a Castlevania game, and I'm already a big fan of the series to begin with, so that in itself was already a positive point for me from the start. And then I found that they really made a great job with the gameplay as well, because for those who don't know, it's about a character which can fight with a basic weapon, which could be like a sword or, you know, the usual types of weapons. But then you have this long chain kind of weapon as well, which you can use to tie down your enemies. Like, you can tie them up so that you can take advantage of them being tied up so that you can do massive amounts of damage to them. You can use your chain to swing around, like, grabbing ledges, going up ladders more faster than usual by just aiming at the top of the ladder and then just using it just like some sort of hook shot in a Zelda style.
That's interesting. And,
I found the gameplay to be really well made, really. And the soundtrack also is really very impressive. It sounds really like you're listening to an opera or something. If that makes sense. With loads of, you know, sorts of chants in the backgrounds and all that stuff.
Yeah, is it like soprano or something?
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. Like on the Bowser stages on Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was for me one of those really big games that I was really glad that Nintendo went out of their way to bring to Europe, really. I mean, it was already a big deal because of all the talks around it, that perhaps North America wouldn't be getting it and all that kind of talk. But really, really, it was well worth the purchase, really. I was really pleased with it.
That's good to hear, then. Also, Adam reviewed that game. You can check it out on the Q3 website. That is the end of this May edition of the Q3 podcast. Next month, we will have a very special podcast because, of course, it's E3 2012. Expect to hear all our thoughts on Nintendo's conference, including the Wii U, which is hopefully going to be something special. And yes, I would like to thank my colleagues again, as always. As Elias.
Very welcome.
And Rudy Levy.
My pleasure.
See you next month.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.